back of the Quintrell house, Dan parked his truck, got out, and closed the metal door. The air was clean, sharp, an icy knife blade against his nostrils. Snow swirled around his head and gently bit his cheeks. Usually Diana made her own deliveries or had John do it for her, but tonight Dan had volunteered, even though half of the packages had been destined for the Quintrell ranch. His willingness to drive miles over a rough road on a cold night had surprised everyone, including himself. Like attending the senator's funeral, Dan didn't know why he'd acted on the push of his instincts and taken the herbs from his mother. He only knew that he had. As he walked toward the kitchen entrance, scents from the packets of dried herbs he carried tickled his nose, bringing memories of hiking the valley and mountains with his mother, gathering plants and seeds, roots and leaves. He'd never asked about the source of his mother's countless recipes for easing the pain of daily living among people who were too poor to afford Anglo doctors and pills. Probably he hadn't questioned simply because he'd learned by the time he was six that his mother appreciated silence more than chatter. As for questions, they'd better be about the present, not the past. A stranger opened the back door in answer to Dan's knock. The way the man moved and measured Dan told him that this was one of the unobtrusive bodyguards who kept the nutcases away from the governor of New Mexico. Just part of the price of being a public figure. "I'm Dan Duran. Miss Winifred is expecting me." "You know the way? Is she with her sister?" "Yes." "Then I know the way." Dan went through a kitchen that could have been in a medium-sized restaurant. Though it had been years since Dan had been inside the ranch house, he hadn't forgotten the turns and hallways and doors separating the kitchen from Miss Winifred's suite.